Matt DeRosi on the house.
I do have a pair of Coyotes tickets. I haven't decided how I'm going to give them away yet.
Oh.
That these are killer seats. They're in the fifth row. It's called row E, but it's the fifth row.
Okay.
Seat 3 and 4 and section 111. I got a picture from our last recipients, Eric Rovey and his new bride got a trip over there. Just, I mean, you're
right there,
5
baby.
Feet or 5 rows off the glass. So if you're a hockey
Who are they fan, playing? What tickets are those
this
for?
This is the San Jose Sharks.
Okay, very good. Well, let's get back to the phones. Like I say, if you'd like to talk to us, we're diverting our calls from the regular 1-888 number to this number, 602-277-5827.
You can also text into 411-923.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
For a
question. Can still do that.
That's right. Tony in Queen Creek, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Well, I'm an amateur at this, but what I have is I'm having problems with the front door threshold. And so monsoon season, when it rains, water comes through, discovered that there's a gap between the door and the threshold. Supposedly it's an adjustable threshold, but I can't adjust it. So the idea was to fix it, but the guy's going to kind of like 150 to service that. So I thought about just pulling the door out and putting a brand new one in since it comes with a new threshold. How hard would it be to replace the front door?
Well, Tony, it's not too tough, but are we going to be able to redirect the water to keep it from piling up against the threshold? It's going to be very, very hard to create a completely watertight threshold if we've got a surface situation that's draining water to that location.
I don't think water is draining to it. It's kind of like a small little step off there. But what happens is that there's the gap between the threshold and the door that's actually allowing the water to flow through when there's heavy rain.
Well, but, Tony, how about if we just bought what's called a door sweep and mounted that to the bottom of this existing door? Are you familiar with what a door sweep is?
Not really. I imagine it's something that you attach to the bottom. Is that the idea?
Yeah. Tell me what the gap is between the door and the threshold. Are we trying to plug a half an inch, a three-quarters of an inch?
Half an inch.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you to get to the hardware store and just pick up a door sweep and see if you can't just attach that and stop the majority of the problem. Replacing a front door is doable. I mean, you remove what's the floor covering inside the house when you walk inside?
Right now it's cement because I'm getting ready to lay tile.
Oh, good, good, good.
Floor sits.
Okay, good, good. Then that makes it a little bit easier, too, because sometimes if you've already got the finished floor installed, then trying to match that with the exact same cuts is really hard. So if we're raw concrete, all you're going to do is remove the casing from the inside, the brick mold or the casing from the outside. You're going to take a Sawzall with a nail-eating blade in it, and you're just going to saw between the jamb and the cripple stud, cut the screws. You might want to remove the door from the jamb. It'll make things a whole lot lighter and easier to take it all apart. Once you've cut anything that's fastening the jamb to the cripple stud, that baby just comes right out. You may have to clean some mastic up if they installed it correctly on the bottom side of that threshold. They should have put some weatherproofing and bug-proofing mastic down. That can be, you know, a little cleanup dilemma. But once you've got that done, you know what you might want to do is take the casing off, measure your opening, and order your new door and get that there before you tear out the old one. And installing the next one is actually fairly easy, but it is the hardest part of the job. The critical part is when you're done hanging the door, you want to take a credit card, and the credit card gap should be exactly the same on all three sides of the door, between the jamb, the header, and the strike jamb, the header, and the hinge jamb. You want it all to be perfect. And, man, did I find a new tool at International Builders Show to help with that.
Ooh, tell me.
The windbag. It is a little like...
W-I-N or with a D?
I don't think it has a D in it. Maybe it does, but it comes out of Australia. It ended up being the tool innovation of the year at this year's Builder Show. I bought two of them, and they're very flat. It's a pillow, plastic, heavy plastic pillow.
I'm on it now, windbagusa.com.
That you slip between the jamb and the cripple stud, and it's got a bulb that you pump. It blows it up full of air. you can perfectly get your door lined up, then put your shim shingles in, then anchor your screws and nails. It is going to make door setting incredibly easier. You're not going to have to be fitzing and fussing quite as much. I bought two of them.
Why did we not think of this?
I know. It's one of those things. It's one of those things.
So perfectly obvious.
Hey, let's see if we can take Gene real quick. We've got open lines at 602-277-5827. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning. I was so pleased to be a part of that cruise down the Canyon Lake, and I really, really enjoyed it, and I hope they have it again. Will they be doing it in the near future?
Well, you know what? We've got an awful lot of feedback from people that were on the trip and people that couldn't book because the boat was sold out.
Right.
I'm thinking we'll probably try and get another one put together, yes.
Oh, great. Also, another question. Where in Payson or near Payson is this famous restaurant that's known for its pies and homemade pies and family type?
I don't know the Payson location. There's the Black Canyon City location, Rock Springs. Thank you. Rock Springs Cafe on I-17 on the way to Flagstaff is the most famous pie shop I know in Arizona. Gene, thanks for joining us at Canyon Lake Cruise.
If there is one in Payson that we're missing, call or text us the information.
Absolutely.
By voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.